نووا على ربهم يتوكلون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يوشك أن تداعى عليكم الأمم كما تداعى الأكلة إلى قسعتها، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected Allahs and brothers, the condition of the Ummah today, in a small scale, in a large scale, needs no introduction. We need no information more regarding what is going on in the Ummah, the pain and the suffering in the different corners of the Ummah. Persecution, bombing, demolishing, starving, so on and so forth. People's homes are being demolished. People's homes are being bombed. People don't have food to eat. Days are going. People are dying out of hunger. This is the sad condition of the Ummah. The Ummah has reached a condition that every man nowadays lives for himself. Every man for himself. There is a certain Muslim nation who is in a problem, and at that time you find that everyone else around him has abandoned him. Everyone else around him decided to leave him in his problem alone. Everyone else around him decided to live their life, continue the entertainment and the enjoyment, and continue living it up, and as though there is no problem. Despite Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, "Al-mu'minuna kajasadin wahid, idha ishtaka aynuh, ishtaka kulluh," that the Muslims are supposed to be one body, united together, one part of their body will pain. What happens? The entire body cannot cope. Sometimes a person, he got a toothache. It's just the tooth that's paining, but the entire body cannot cope. A person perhaps will have to even take the day off from work because he cannot continue due to that pain that he is suffering with. So the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Muslims are one, that your brother's pain supposed to be your pain, his cry supposed to be your cry, and his sorrow is supposed to be your sorrow. However, respected friends, when we come to this situation of life and this stage of life where everyone now lives for himself, it's fine. What's happening in Gaza can continue. My life will continue. My dunya will continue. I just need to turn the numbers. I need to turn the figures. I need to get a new car. I need to go for another holiday. So on and so forth, as though there is no problem. However, there is that one group of people who wish to help and wish to make a difference in the Ummah. That I want to do something and I want to make a change, but on my personal capacity, I don't have the power to. So everyone supposed to be having this desire as a ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, me looking at the suffering that continues and goes on around the whole world, I want to make a change. Even though I may not be able to do something big, I may not be able to present something a lot, but I want to do something that I can make a change, make a difference, and lessen the suffering in the Ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the situation in the Ummah. He mentions the time will come. يُوشِكُ أَن تَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأُمَمُ كَمَا تَدَاعَ الْأَكَلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَسْعَتِهَا. Respected friends, our deen is a complete deen. Every situation of life is covered. We have got complete teachings. We got complete guidelines. They do this in a certain situation. You will face a certain problem. You may face a certain challenge. But what should you do? The hadith told us. The Quran tells us. But the question is, are we ready to practice? Are we ready to do it? Are we ready to make the effort from our sides and to sacrifice our dunya in order to become beloved in the sight of Allah? Sacrifice our dunya, our temptations, our desires, our wishes and wants, so that we will become beloved in the sight of Allah. So that we may make a difference in the ummah. So Nabi alayhi salam says, a time will come when the different nations of the kuffar will gather together, they will plot and they will plan against the Muslims. And he brings the comparison. What a beautiful comparison. كَمَا تَدَعَى الْأَكَلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَسْعَتِهَا. Just as how someone invites others to come and eat from his plate of food. So they will invite one another. Let us plot against the Muslims. How will we drop them? How will we make them fall? How will we misguide them? What are their weak points? And what are those aspects that if we cause them to fall into, they will lose the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. So these people will come and they will plot and they will plan. We see in this present day and time, the challenges a person faces in his dunya is one side. The challenges a person is facing in his deen. I am just trying to continue. I'm trying to reach. I'm trying to traverse this path. But there is too many blockages. Fitna upon fitna. Challenge upon challenge. It may be at your home. You're sitting inside your home. There is no one there with you. You're all alone. But the cell phone is there. Pick up the cell phone. Perhaps you don't want to even see something evil on the phone, but something evil will still come. The challenge, the test, at that time, are you going to be faithful to your Allah, or are you going to give in to your desires? At that time, do you want to be the slave of Allah, or you want to be the slave of your nafs, your carnal desires? At that time, will you give preference to the everlasting world, to the everlasting life, or over a few minutes of perishing enjoyment that you will get? Enjoyment for a few minutes, and then with that enjoyment, you'll earn the anger of Allah. You'll earn the anger of Allah. Allah blessed you with so much. Allah gave you so much. This food you're eating, this roof you're under, the environment you're in, the family you got. Subhanallah, some people say that I got so much of problems. But the promise of Allah, there's always someone worse than you. There's always someone whose condition is worse than you. Today the life you're living is the dream of someone else. Today the life you're living is the dream of someone else. People got petty problems. Problems are part of life. But if you ever feel that there's too much in front of you, and there's too much for you to face, and there's too much for you to deal with, think about that mother in Gaza. She stands and she watches her entire family being brought out of the home. They're not being brought out as they were. They're brought out as dead corpses. They're brought out in such a way that they have returned to the mercy of Allah. What pain does she have to face? What grief that she has to go through? What is our problems? What is our pain in front of them? Nothing. How much they are suffering. And our life will continue. I must go out. I must enjoy. I must party. I must get some entertainment. It's the weekend. Everyone is going out. I have to go out also. Perhaps someone will turn back and say, who are you? Since when you became so pious? Understand, this path is a path of strangers. A path that you will be on alone. The majority will be on one side. The majority will be seeking something else. And you will be seeking Allah. There is very few people in this path. There are little people. Majority is going one side. You'll see the masses going through one direction. At that time, is the time for you to remain steadfast. Remain firm. My Allah is everything. My deen is everything. My Islam is everything. I'm not ready to sacrifice my deen for anything in this world. For a few moments of perishing enjoyment, I'm not ready to sacrifice my deen. I'm not ready to disobey my Allah. Let Allah bless me with every single thing from the time I'm in the womb of my mother till I have reached whatever age I have reached. You as a believer, you got a greater vision that I'm in this world for a few days. Perhaps it's difficult. Perhaps rain against the masses and stand firm and stand steadfast and try to perform your salah and try to stay away from evils. It's hard. It's a test. But let us understand your pain, your striving, your working hard, your effort is all recorded by Allah. Everything is recorded. It will be a few days time and your eyes will close and you will wake up to the reality to see what did I do and what did I present. If you lived a good life, you will have a good outcome. If you lived an evil life, then the outcome is well known. So we have to understand this life is a life of few days, few moments. Anytime our eyes will close and you will have to leave this world. Someone will say, it's fine, enjoy, I will repent later. How do you know that you will get the time to repent later? No one knows. Perhaps you will be involved in the sin, in the evil. Allah protect and your eyes will close at that moment. Malakul Maut will come. He won't ask you about your name, not about your fame, not about your bank balance, not about who you are, not about you being some mufti or alim or whoever. The time will come and everyone will have to leave. Allah says in the Quran, كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقِي وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذِي الْمَسَاقِ. كَلَّا, indeed, when that ruh, that soul will come and it will reach the neck of a person. And now he will try everything. They will try everything. All systems will fail. The man got the bank balance. He got his car. He got 20 properties around the world. And what happens? That whole dunya, nothing will even give him 1% of benefit at that time. Nothing. All matters is, how did you spend this life? What did you do for Allah? What did you send forth for your akhirah? Did you prepare or did you not prepare? This is a abode and a journey. That's a one-way journey. You will go and you will never ever return. What you have done, you have done. Your books will be closed and you will have to go and face the reality. كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقِي. They will ask amongst themselves, this person is sick. Is there anyone who would recite something? Perhaps he will recover from his sickness. وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ. He comes to the reality that it's time for me to depart from this world. I have to leave everything, my belongings, my children, my name and my fame. I go all alone. My friends, the group you were with, those friends that you had, those people who are inciting you on sin and evil, where are they? There's no one to your rescue that day. You stand all alone. The only thing you got is your a'mal. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ. The time comes, one shank is placed over the other shank, one foot is placed over the other foot, the mayit's foot is being tied, and he's being prepared to go in the grave. That grave, that pit of darkness, all alone, him and the creatures, and the angels are gonna come. What did you do? Man rabbuk? Ma dinuk? Mada taqulu fi hadha ar-rajul alladhi bu'itha fiikum? How will we answer? That day, not your intellect, not your degree, not your doctrine, nothing. What will speak is your amal. Ya waqifan inda qabri. Oh, that man who stands in front of my grave. Fakir fi amri.
ponder over my matter. بالأمس كنت مثلك. It was just yesterday I was walking and turning in the world. I was going to my business. I was coming back to my family. I was out there with my friends. I was enjoying. I was partying. I thought that I'm healthy and I'm still young, but I never realized the clock is ticking until the clock ticked and Malakul Maud came. And it was time for me to depart. بالأمس كنت مثلك وغدا تكون مثلي. The person is saying, tomorrow you are going to be like me. It's a matter of moments. We all have to leave. No one will stay forever. No one will remain forever. The only thing that will remain is your actions. You did good actions. You left behind pious children. You looked after them. You brought them up in the right way. You have left behind some assets that will now benefit you in the year after. The child is making dua for you. The child is reading Quran. He's sending for his father. The child is crying. He's giving sadaqah on the name of his father. But today, the social media has caught all of us. Social media, my friends, my phone, this group and that group, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever it may be. One thing or the other, but I'm taken away. I am moved and I've forgotten about the reality that I have to face. And then he says, وَالْقَبْرُ صُنْدُوقُ الْعَمَلِ. That grave is a grave wherein your actions will speak. Coming back to the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, they will attack you, they will plot, and they will plan against Muslims. How will we drop you? How will we make you weak? Kuffar understand that the power of Muslims lies in the Salah. They understand the power of Muslims lies in the Quran. The power of Muslims lies in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we leave the Sunnah, when our gatherings no more have segregation, when mixing between men and women become like nothing, no one even cares about it. It's fine. Just having a conversation. I got a clean heart. It's alright. Allah prohibited you. كل المؤمنين هدوا من أبصارهم. Not even allowed to look. Let alone talk. Someone's doing for business purposes according to the need. It's a different story. But intermingling has become a normal thing. We have left the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The masses, most of the people, I'm looking for a modern deen. Subhanallah. What is a modern deen? The deen is the same deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The deen did not change. It's a deen that is suitable for every single time and era. We have no right to say, let me change this and let's make it easy, but it's too difficult, we cannot manage. Who gave us the authority to do that? The deen is the same deen. We're not looking for a modern deen. We're not looking for loopholes. We're not looking for ways to run away. The command of Allah will remain the command of Allah. Either you will obey the command of Allah or you will obey the command of shaitan. It's one of two things. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, just to finish the hadith quickly, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum say, Rasulullah, this will be the condition of the ummah. They understood Muslims have honor. People in the west and the east fear them. To say, will we be in small numbers at that day? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no. We will not be in small numbers. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٌ لَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. The quality, the quantity is there, but the quality is not there. You are many, many in number, but light in weight. No power, no iman in the heart. No iman. We have left our Islamic morals. We have left the Sunnah. And we have decided to go and run after the West and what the West says and what is their culture and what is their way. And we have been carried away that we are involved in this entertainment and the kuffar plan and the plots. How will we drop you? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ قُلُوبِ عَدُوِّكُمْ وَالْمَحَابَةِ your enemies will no more have fear for you. وَلَا يَقْذِفَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهَنِ. Allah will place wahan in your heart, weakness. And then they say, Ya Rasulullah, وَمَا الْوَهَن? What is wahan? Nabi alayhi salam says, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. You love the world, that became your benchmark. You forgot about maut. You thought it will live forever. You thought there's no such a thing as maut. You thought it will only pass away when I'm an old man. وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. You just like to meet Allah Ta'ala. When people did this, they never prepared for maut. They just liked to meet Allah. They just liked to meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then the outcome of this was, they left out striving in the path of Allah, defending in the path of Allah, and the condition became a condition of disgrace and weakness. Respected friends, if we want to become strong again, let us understand there is no place for complacency in Islam. No matter what is your sin, raise your hands to Allah, cry. Allah will readily accept your repentance. Beg to Allah, Allah is there. Allah is there for you. Whatever is your sin, as long as you are trying, stand up again. You fail, no problem. Stand up and cry again. Oh Allah, you keep me steadfast. You keep me steadfast in these times of fitna, these difficult times. You beg Allah. And now is the time for us to work on ourselves, our families. We do know what is next to come. We do know what the future holds. As we can see, the conditions are bad. But it's left up to us. Do we want to change or we don't want to change? May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.